Survivors of music festival Hamas attack recount horror movie massacre that left hundreds dead. By Kurt Zindulka on October 8, 2023. Survivors of an attack on a music festival in southern Israel by Hamas terrorists claim that it was like a horror movie as hundreds of dead bodies have been recovered and others are believed to have been taken hostage by Islamist Palestinians. On Saturday, the Supernova Music Festival, attended by approximately 3,000 people in the Negev Desert near Kibbutz Rim, quickly turned from a joyous occasion marking the Jewish holiday of Sukkot into a massacre as Hamas terrorists raided the event from the nearby Gaza Strip. The attack came as Palestine waged a series of surprise attacks on Israel on Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Speaking to Israel's Channel 12 broadcaster, one survivor of the attack said that it was 4 or 5 hours of a horror movie. "We ran like crazy, it was just crazy." Although no official numbers on the number of dead, injured, or kidnapped have been released, an emergency medic named Yaniv, who came to the scene of the atrocity, told public broadcaster Khan News, "There are at least 200 bodies of Israelis in the area I was in. It was a massacre," Yaniv continued. "I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was a planned ambush. As people came out of the emergency exits, squads of terrorists were waiting for them there and just started picking them off. There were 3,000 people at the event, so they probably knew it. They had intelligence information." According to the volunteer group Zaka, which assists in handling the dead in the wake of terror attacks and natural disasters, at least 250 bodies have been recovered from the site of the music festival so far, The Times of Israel reports. Speaking to the BBC, an attendee of the festival, Gili Yoskovich, recalled how she hid under a tree as terrorist gunmen mowed down the people, saying, "They were going tree by tree and shooting. I saw people were dying all around. I was very quiet. I didn't cry, I didn't do anything. But I was on the one hand breathing, saying, okay, I'm going to die. It's okay, just breathe, just close your eyes. Because it was shooting everywhere, it was very, very close to me. Then I heard the terrorists open a big van and get more weapons from this car. They were in the area for 3 hours. No one was there, no one. They were very close to me and my leg was shaking. I tried and did my best, I moved a little bit, and when they were in this site I heard them talking Arabic. I was just thinking about my kids, my friend, about everything, and I was saying it's not the time to die for me, not yet. Then I started to hear some Hebrew from one side, but Arabic from three sides. I realized that there were some soldiers, maybe 5 or 6. I decided to go to these soldiers. Meanwhile, there were still terrorists around, so I was going with my hands up so that they will know that it's me and I'm not a terrorist. Then someone was putting me in a car. I was the first one to get out of the field. It took others 2 or 3 more hours to get out. And, all the way people were dying, all the way on the road. Young people, as it's a festival for young people. The most crazy thing is how come we were there for such a long time and no one was there. No army, no police. Nothing. One of those still missing from the festival is British man Jake Marlowe, 26, who was serving as a security guard for the event. The UK Home Office told the BBC that it is in contact with and assisting the families of several individuals who are believed to have been kidnapped by Hamas but would not comment on specific cases. Another attendee of the festival, German citizen Shani Luke, was filmed lying lifelessly in the back of a pickup truck at the feet of several Hamas terrorists, who shouted Allahu Akbar as they spit on her half-naked body. It is still unclear whether Luke is alive or dead. Her mother, Ricarda, issued a desperate plea on Saturday begging for any information about the fate of her daughter. The parents of American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Pauline have also issued calls for information about their son, who went to the festival to celebrate his birthday. His parents told the Jerusalem Post that they have not heard from him since receiving 2 text messages on Saturday morning, reading, "I love you and I'm sorry." Footage believed to have been taken during the attack on the festival saw 25-year-old Noah Argamani desperately pleading for help as she was dragged away by Hamas terrorists. Her father, Yaakov, said that he was heartbroken after watching the video, and said that he is praying that she is safely returned home. "I asked to see and then I saw that it was definitely her. She was so scared, so frightened. I always protected her, and at this very moment I couldn't," he cried. "I pray that everyone will return." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to ksindelka@breitbart.com.